Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, final hour for us here on a Common Sense Tuesday. Headlines brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass. NBA Finals is set, just as everyone predicted. The Miami Heat, the 8th seed, taking on the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are heavy, heavy, heavy favorites in this one. -380. Game one, they're favored by 8.5. Jokic, the favorite to win the MVP. Prior to the playoffs, there was anywhere from 200-1, and I think when they got past the Bulls for the Heat, it went to 150-1. Miami Heat, the only second number 8 seed to reach the NBA Finals.
And the other 8 seed?
That's right. It's...
And they didn't win the final, though, did they?
No. It was the Knicks. Knicks and Spurs, no.
Yeah. No. All right.
And then the NHL is set, right? It's the Golden Knights versus the Florida Panthers. I mean, look at this. Florida can double dip it up. The hotbed of sports.
You going to watch the Stanley Cup Finals?
I'll tune it in, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Neither team's ever won a cup, so it'll be the first for their franchise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Husky softball will open up the college softball World Series Thursday against Utah, 6:30 on ESPN. They split their 4 games with Utah this season. Also, Husky baseball team selected the NCAA tournament. They will open up a play against Dallas Baptist on Friday at 10 a.m. And Breanna Stewart returns tonight to Seattle, 6 p.m. on ESPN. I didn't realize the contract details with her. She's the 4th highest paid player on the team.
She is?
Yeah. Do you know how much she signed to go back there? Nah, she's from back there, so she probably want to go home to be with closer to family.
$150,000.
$180,000.
That's it?
She's like one of the best players in the league. She makes
$180,000.
That's just remarkable. Just the discrepancy between sports and involving them. All right. Hey, joining us right now, our guest. I mean, we talk to Brad Adam every week. And we like to pretend that Brad Adams got great hair. Our next guest, guys, I don't think you know this about him, and it's a little known secret that he doesn't like to share on the broadcast. Not his real hair. It's not. It's manufactured in a lab, placed on his scalp every single night by Brad Adam, and then he combs it and styles it and the whole thing.
Ladies, is it dyed too?
It's dyed the whole thing, just like Brad dyes it too. Joining us right now is the voice of the Mariners, Aaron Goldsmith. Aaron, how are you, buddy?
You know, the only thing more offensive than your comments about my hair is that Brad gets on the show every week. I mean, how is that? What are the standards here, guys? What are we doing?
Well, we are contractually obligated to pay him, you know, for some reason. John Howie likes him. I mean, we don't like him. I mean, we'd like him to be replaced. We fought for you. We fought for others, and John Howie came back to us and said, it's only Brad. It's Brad or nothing. And said, we said, okay, that's fine. We like free steak, so we'll have to go with that. But he speaks highly of you. You speak highly of him. It's great to have you on the show. I don't know if we've ever had you on, Aaron, and I'm happy to have you on. It's great. Maybe it's been a long time since we've had you on, but welcome back to the show. Last night notwithstanding, it's been a great homestand so far.
It has been a great homestand. The Mariners have done a lot of things well. I think the question for the Mariners, not just this year, but for a while now, has been the offense, the lineup, right? We know that they can pitch it as well as anybody, if not better than anybody. And I think this month is kind of, I almost use the word sneaky. It's kind of been a sneaky good month offensively, at least relative to the first month of the season. The Mariners are getting back to what makes them click offensively. We've seen it at times this homestand. And so I think the Mariners are where you would want to see them going into June. Everybody would like to see them 10 games over 500, of course. But my thing for any team is if you can just be around 500 once the summer months start to kick in, once June rolls around, you got a chance to start to make some hay. It's if you're buried, right? If you're 5 under 500, if you're 10 under 500 at this time of the calendar, and you got to dig out of a hole. The Mariners don't have to dig out of a hole, which is a good thing, a good position to be in.
Hey, Aaron, we just on the tweet of the day had a high school kid announcing a crazy game back in New York for the state title. There was a called strike three, and he didn't throw to first, and the other team came back and won. I just was wondering, like, how difficult is that sometimes as a broadcaster? You're doing it right on the fly. It's live. And you had a moment last night, and it sounded like, you know, with Aaron Judge, when he hit that ball, the 117-mile-an-hour exit velocity, and it ricocheted off the foul pole or, you know, part of Edgar's or whatever, it's got to be difficult to do your job sometimes, just, you know, when you got to just be on it just like that.
It's the joy of the job. It's the fun of live radio or television. Yeah, you know, I still don't. I felt a little foolish not knowing where Judge's home run, the first of two, actually hit. And I felt a lot better when Gary pulled up the replay on his laptop. And on live radio, we watched the replay back and forth and back and forth again. And I still don't know where that ball hit. That was one of the most unique home runs I've ever seen, just because of obviously how hard it was hit. It's kind of the fun of it. You live and you die by it, and you hope you get it right. And you're not going to get it right every time, but you hope that when it's all said and done, you've got more wins than losses, I guess.
Speaking of Gary Hill, can we just have a moment to have a Gary Hill appreciation minute or two here? Gary and I went to the famed Edward R. Murrow School of Communication together. All right, we broke bread over calling baseball games at Bobo Brayton Field. And I'll say this, and I love Gary to death. The report, and I probably shouldn't say this because when you guys are on, it's on the radio. So I shouldn't be telling everyone that's what I listen to, but Jim and I both love the radio. Well, you guys have got a little rapport together. Like, it's this like little inside like comedy routine that you guys both have. I guess it's a long-winded way of me telling you I love when both of you guys are on together, and I need to hear more of it. But pass that along to Gary. He's gotten so big now, Goldsmith, he doesn't return my calls, so.
Well, he barely talks to me unless it's being recorded, and I tell him it'll be on the radio. No, Gary is he's like a brother to me. He's one of my best friends in the entire world. There's nobody that I respect hardly more as a person or as a professional than Gary. I think he's one of the absolute smartest. He's probably the smartest baseball guy I've ever talked with who never stepped on the field as a professional, right? Like Gary Hill sees the game exceptionally well, and he thinks the game exceptionally well. And he's a wonderful Hall of Fame caliber human being, and we are so lucky that he is a part of our crew.
Is there any chance that opinion of yours might change after talking to us today?
Well, he only looks better after talking to you guys. Are you kidding me?
You know, he does it all. And he's just got a wonderful, I mean, you all do, but he just got a wonderful rhythm of how he calls a game. It's just, it harkens back to kind of yesteryear of just older broadcasters. And he just does a fabulous job. And I tell him that all the time. But again, we tell him that more and more, and inflates his ego. All right. So, and we don't need his ego inflated any more than it is. What has surprised you about the start of the season? I guess both a positive surprise and, I don't want to say negative, but disappointing surprise to the season.
Let's see. A positive and a negative. Well, on the positive front, I would say I continue to be pretty amazed at the Mariners' pitching overall. But if you want to hone in a little bit more, like, I think Mariners fans should not be jaded and take for granted what their young starting pitchers continue to do. And we're talking about three guys, right? We're talking about George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, and now Bryce Miller. Obviously, Bryce stubbed his toe last night. That was a rough outing, his first in six big league starts. But it doesn't take away from what he has done against, at times, some really good lineups. Right? He's faced the Braves and pitched very well against them. He pitched very well against the Astros also. This is not a normal thing to have three young pitchers come up and just basically flourish and not have much regression at all, right? There's going to be ebbs and flows in every season for a hitter or for a pitcher. That happens. Some months are better than others. Some days are better than others. But overall, like if they were a stock, the line is continuing to just go up at an angle, like at a 45-degree angle from left to right. And that's a testament to a lot of things. One, first and foremost, is their own personal talent, right? These three guys are extremely talented. But it also goes into all the cooks in the kitchen behind the scenes that none of us can fully appreciate, right? But from the development of the minors to the continued development of the majors to guys like Trent Blank, who is very much behind the scenes in terms of pitch strategy for the Mariners, to Pete Woodworth, of course, Mariners pitching coach, just the catchers, the other guys in the rotation, the workshopping that's going on. It's been remarkable. Like, it's a really amazing thing. Most guys, as we know, come up and then they go back down and then they come back up again. That has not been the case with those three. And then from a disappointing side, I think we're all kind of waiting for Teoscar Hernandez to find it. It's there. It's been there for a long time, and it just hasn't clicked for whatever reason this year. The road trip that the Mariners just had, we saw much better swing decisions from Teoscar. We didn't see the loud contact, but we saw contact, and I think that is a precursor of the loud contact. We saw a lot of balls to the opposite field and up the middle, and you could tell it was coming, like we saw from Julio, right? A lot of balls inside out to right field, up the middle, and now, boom, here it is for Julio. He looks like his old self. And then on his homestand, it has regressed for Teoscar. He's chasing more than, I don't know if it's fair to say ever this year, but he's chasing way more. And that's going the opposite direction. And I think we're just kind of waiting for that light bulb moment where it comes together. It's fair to still believe that that will happen. He has a track record. There's still plenty of season left. But hey, the lineup needs Julio more than anybody. The lineup will go as Julio goes. He is the engine. But, man, a supporting cast that involves Teoscar Hernandez, who isn't even like Silver Slugger level Teoscar, but just is above average DH right fielder Teoscar Hernandez, it'll just pour rocket fuel on this thing. And hopefully that it can happen tonight. That's the thing with baseball. It can happen any day, and hopefully it happens tonight for Teoscar.
Well, and he certainly had some bad luck last night with Aaron Judge taking away that home run from him. But the thing about, I mean, you mentioned Julio. It's been fun watching him this 8-game hitting streak, multiple hits in his last 6 games. And now when you start getting that combination with Julio and Kelnick and your number 3 and number 4 hitter, I mean, it's something to behold there so far.
That's the thing. We are yet to see Julio and Kelnick both like piping hot at the same time, or at least hot at the same time. Kelnick's been pretty steady, Eddie. I think the strikeouts have started to mount up a little bit more for Jared recently, but he has still maintained the ability to put the ball in play with authority, and because of that, hits have come, and he has been able to use the entire field, and he has been able to hit against lefties, right? He has truly played. He's been the Mariners' most valuable offensive player to date, and he has played at an all-star level. He has been one of the most valuable outfielders in the American League to this point in the season, which is amazing. I mean, he should be my surprise, not the 3 starting pitchers, but I think what that does is it just speaks to how comfortable, I don't want to speak for everybody, but it speaks to how comfortable we believe that this is real for Jared Kelnick, and that it's like, this is how it's always been, because literally from day one of the season, this has been Jared Kelnick. And now 2 months into the year, we're used to it. We expect it. And he's one of the major essential elements of the Mariners lineup.
Hey, Aaron, again, Aaron Goldsmith is with us, voice of the Seattle Mariners on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. A personal question. How did you say no to the Cardinals? How did that happen? I mean, you grew up, obviously, in just a hotbed of an area that is Cardinals crazed. And I would imagine for a broadcaster with the amount of names that have come through there, that must have been very difficult to pass on.
Well, it certainly was something that piqued my interest, and it was something, as I've expressed before, that I felt like it was an opportunity that I needed to investigate and learn more about. It was only right for me and for my family, and it was the correct thing to do, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
And it became clear to me that that's an elite-level job, but it was not meant for me. And I don't think all anybody ever wants in life is to be happy and to feel like where they are is where they're meant to be. And the long and the short of it is, after I mean, a lot, you guys can imagine. Everyone listening has been in a similar situation in their life, right, where they're at a crossroads. And the soul searching and the auditing of your life that goes into that in every element. And I am I'm a part of a family of five with a wife and three young children. And so a lot of people listening also can relate to that, right? It's more than just you. It's more than just you that this decision impacts and affects. And it impacted and affects all of us. And it was a really, really great moment for all of us in our family, although my kids still don't know anything about it. But for Heather and I, when we could really put our head on the pillow and say, okay, we're at peace, we're calm, and we know that the decision we're making is the right one for all of us. And me, not just for Heather, not just for our kids, but for me as well. And so to have that peace, to know that this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is what makes me happiest. And I think calling Mariners baseball gives me more joy than anything I've ever done professionally. Any other sports that I've called locally or on a network side of things. And that's part of the reason why I have stepped away from 95% of my network work as well, is because I just wanted to focus on the Mariners and simplify my life and be a better husband, be a better father, be a better Mariners broadcaster, and shrink the plate a little bit. And so we're happy, man. We're really, really happy. And having the Mariners be a great baseball team at the same time, or a team that we all feel can do some really special things, not only this year, but for years to come, that helped also. So we're thrilled by it. We're really grateful.
Well, it's well said, and it's great to hear. All right, so you got to settle something for Jim and I, okay? Because we had fun with this about 2 weeks ago. When did we go from that pitch was down the middle to now that pitch is down middle? Okay, this is a great debate, because if it's middle, it's middle, right? Do we have to now just say it's middle?
No, well, middle is, I mean, if we want to get nitty gritty, and I think that this show is about the
highbrow,
the real, you know, beneath the surface level conversation.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Yes, sir.
No, there can be middle away, middle in, middle up. I mean, guys, it's a tic-tac-toe board.
I know, but if you said, Jim, if I just said that pitch was down the middle, do you know where the pitch is?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
It's where, it's the middle square on the tic-tac-toe board.
It's the middle square of the EQC tracer. That's where it's at.
Well, do we think in this profession of describing things for 3 hours a night that we should use the same descriptor every time?
Okay, so
I mean, I would like to have a quiver of arrows available to me to be able to go to. And you know what? Tonight, guys, tonight might be down the middle night, okay? And
yeah,
then
I
might be wearing out down the middle.
Okay, so do you and Riz get into an argument over slider versus sweeper now?
The sweeper thing is kind of grating on me a little bit, I'll be honest.
There you go. Congratulations.
But now here's the thing. Before StatCast started to name it the sweeper this year, which is why all this has come about, right? We would just say a sweeping slider. But I bet if I said that, I bet it would really wrinkle you guys pretty badly if I said a sweeping slider. just based on.
Yeah, you'd be doubling down there.
You do know us quite well, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, there are gyro sliders, bullet sliders, sweeping sliders. I mean, you know, you can change the pitch shape. But I know you guys are you're more just give it to me like you want just like the Nickelodeon broadcast.
Idiots. Goldsmith, we're village idiots. We're Neanderthals. Yeah. We'd like to be treated as Neanderthals. That's what we want.
Yeah. I'm just going to, when I know you guys are listening, I won't even say the pitch type. I'll just say, well, that pitch was a strike.
Hey, Aaron, last thing I have for you. I'm a former sports writer just trying to carve out a living here, not really knowing what I'm doing as a broadcaster. And so I never like go home and think, oh man, I should have said this. I re-listen to the broadcast or anything. What do you do to, you know, fine tune your craft? Do you go home and, you know, listen to a broadcast, or do you think, man, I should have said this instead of that? I mean, what kind of things do you go through?
First of all, Jim, you sound very dedicated and a hard worker.
Yeah. I used to be.
I think if you are in this profession, as a play-by-play broadcaster, if you don't listen to yourself, you're really doing it wrong. And the listening, I will also say that listening to yourself is by far the hardest thing. The hardest thing, because, well, for so many reasons. One, everybody hates the sound of their own voice, and there are calls. Like, I drive home every night, and I think about the things that I messed up. And sometimes it is a call, like an actual moment. Another time it's just something I said, oh, gosh, I can't believe I called that a sweeper. That was a gyro slider. Things like that. Like, there are, like, mistakes that you make in the broadcast. But it's like you have to face those things, right? It's like any other profession. If you ignore them, you will continually make the same mistake. And I have a lot of fears in this line of work professionally. And one of them is I always fear that I'm saying something continuously that is wrong or incorrect or grates people the wrong way. I'm never going to make everybody happy. Clearly you too. But you want to appeal to the masses. And so, like, there are numerous people that I have said to, hey, like, you have to keep me in check and you will never offend me. And if you notice this or that, like, you got to tell me, because I can't be 20 or 30 years down the road in this career and have somebody say to me, you know, happy retirement. I've always noticed that for the last three decades, you said this, and I always thought that was wrong. That is like a massive keep me up at night type of fear. So the only way to get around that is to A, go back and listen, and B, the hardest part, really even harder than that, is to find people in your inner circle that will be honest with you, because shockingly, there aren't enough people in broadcasting who will sit you down and say, hey, man, like, I thought this is pretty bad, and let's talk about it. And it's a weird business. It sounds like you've got a feel for that a little bit. It's a hard business in that regard, because it's pretty subjective.
It's weird. We get a lot of those texts telling us how bad we are at our job. So, I mean, it's really not hard for our listeners to point it out. I'll tell you that. Right, Joe?
Yeah. Is that what we should do? Should we just get a text line in the booth?
Do not have a text line up in that booth that you can look at. That would be the single worst thing you could possibly ever have to see that in real time.
I'll have Gary in charge of it. He can monitor
it's
the
probably
whole thing.
Gary, and then check the number, because it's probably Gary texting it in. Hey, I'll leave you with this, because I'm not going to put you, it's his business, and but I will speak for all of Mariner fans. We'd love to see Mike Blowers back whenever when he comes back, and I know you guys talk to him a lot, and just for everyone here and all of our listeners that are curious about where is Mike, please, Aaron, give him our best for us, will you?
100%, man. Thank you. Don't think I'm telling any tales out of school that Mike's on the mend. He's obviously going through something right now, but he's on the mend and is being taken care of. And we, like you, we all warmly anticipate the day that we have Mike up in the booth again, and hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Let's do it again real soon. Maybe we can take some away of that John Howie steak money away from Brad and tell him we did that, okay?
Yeah, kick Brad out of here. I got you covered, guys.
All right, thanks, Goldie. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, middle.
Middle. there he is, Aaron Goldsmith, the voice of the Seattle Mariners. You know, he may just work in tonight or tomorrow. Just, hey, that's right down the middle. And, like, pause, dramatic pause.
Hard hit instead of exit velocity.
Hard hit instead of he's got a great sense of humor. It's very, very dry, very kind of quick, and it's very good. And subtle. Like, when you watch the broadcast and listen, it's very subtle.
Yeah. You know, understandably, everyone was excited when he decided to not take that Cardinals job and stay here.
Yeah, and must have been an awfully difficult choice when you're given a chance to go back home and call it for one of the great organizations there in baseball. We appreciate the time there with Aaron Goldsmith. We'll be back with more here on 93.3 KDRA FM.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mm-hmm.
Big thanks to Aaron Goldsmith. That was fun. Kids thinks we've had him on before. I just don't remember ever having Goldie on. But for I don't know why.
I think we tried, and there were a couple times where
it was two weeks ago, the road trip, we tried to get him on.
Yeah.
But he's fun. I like him.
Yeah, he's a hell of a lot better than Brad, isn't he?
Well, he offers something that Brad doesn't.
What's that, personality?
Entertainment. And really why we put Aaron on is to send a message to Brad. Either bring it up or we'll replace you. It's like Caballero versus Wong. We'll find a replacement for you, Brad. Give us something.
St. Louis guy would probably appreciate steaks from John Howie more than Brad.
And does Brad look like he eats steak, or does Brad look like he eats grass and, you know, twigs? We know the answer.
Kale.
He's a big kale guy. Are we done with kale now? Is kale officially done as a food that people have to pretend to like? Or are we still
lying to everyone? My daughter's growing kale in a garden.
So she's still lying to
herself. In Bonnie Lake.
So she lies to herself that it's good. She knows it's not good.
There are all kinds of lettuce that I like, but kale isn't one of them.
Everybody knows it's not good. But we all lie to ourselves because it's a superfood that we have to eat it. It's not good. And everyone knows it's not good. The only passable kale, is because there's different kinds, is the Russian kale. You know what that
is? Oh, I thought you were going to say the only acceptable kale is when you stuff it into a blender and you mix it with other stuff.
Well, you could do that. Is Russian kale's different? It's the purple one, the greenish purple one. And it's not leafy, you know.
So it has a better taste to it.
Well, it's just
better
easier.
Feel.
Yeah, but the regular kale. No, you're eating parsley. Does anyone like to eat parsley? No.
No, I don't think so. Hey, have you? I'm gonna assume the answer is no.
Yes.
But have there been times when you've made a sandwich with romaine in place of the bread, and then you have the meat and everything
inside? Oh, have I? Yeah, of course.
Have you done that? The unwitch at Jimmy John's?
And then I think to myself, well, what am I doing? What are we doing here?
It's just not quite as good.
It's not good. Okay. And then I've doubled the meat portion, and I've doubled the cheese. What am I saving here? Put on a couple of pieces of bread, and let's just be honest with ourselves. Bread's just good and better.
And then you got to get the paper towel and get it all wrapped up just so nice so that the liquid doesn't come out all
over. There's plenty other ways you can eat healthy, you know, and I get it, but I think bread's okay. You know, bread's been around for like a million years, and I think people, you know, it was like one of the first foods.
Bread gets a bad rap, though.
It gets an amazingly bad rap. Bread is not making you fat. Dawn and Stacy, you know what's making you fat is the 5 inches of meat you put on it. And I'm speaking to myself, the 10,000, you know, calories of mayonnaise that, you know, or when you grill it with oil, that it's not the bread. You know, when I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it's not the bread that's putting me, it's the fact that, well, I put 1, 2, 3 scoops of peanut butter on it. I haven't even got to the point where I just start scooping it in my mouth.
Do you go 3-1 on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I go pretty hard. And I think the key to the PB&J, I don't know if you agree or disagree. I don't know if you like a PB&J.
I do.
And I always think it's funny, PB&J, peanut butter and jelly. Does anyone really use jelly? Oh, you do?
What do you mean? Why Absolutely. Wouldn't you?
See, I use jam.
Oh,
jelly or jam.
Yeah, no,
so I like jam better than
but
jelly,
you
though.
You say peanut butter and jelly. You don't say peanut butter and jam. But I never use jelly. I don't like jelly. I always use jam.
You ever notice it's like grape jelly, but you can't get grape jam? You ever see grape jam in those little square things at a restaurant?
No, you don't.
No.
I'm a raspberry jam guy. Just that's my go-to. Raspberry jam.
Not me.
Strawberry. You
know, the seeds.
Oh, you don't like the seeds?
No, I don't like the seeds at all. Oh. Yeah. So I'll go strawberry over raspberry.
How did you get
raspberry.
Through college without any seeds and stems, though?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. Talking about plastic bags and talking about lids. And yeah, I saw you know, my roommates and other people buying those things. Yeah.
When you put it in the pop can and we're doing it and when it's sparking and hitting you in the face.
Toilet paper roll.
Because the seeds are exploding in your face. How do you avoid that back then? When that's all you could have received.
I don't remember that being an issue.
Seeds hitting you in the face because it's exploding?
I don't remember that. Yeah. I do remember playing pinochle, though, and, you know, if you lost, you had to take two bong hits.
You would be, once again, the CEO this week at the cabin just murdered me in cribbage.
Did she?
It never ends.
Did you get skunked?
No, but it's just,
She gets better cards than you, and you're actually a better player?
No. She gets fine cards, just an immensely better player.
There's two things I can do in life, and I know I'm good at.
We're going to
bring
it in.
Spelling, yeah, and cribbage.
We're going to bring it in. I want to see how bad you beat me.
Okay. Wow, you're that bad?
It's just not good.
I can play pool a little bit, too.
I miss points all the time.
A little bit of pool. You want to play pool sometime?
No.
Why?
My biggest thing is I miss points.
Oh.
God, I miss a lot of
And points. Then does she take them? You play where you can take them?
Oh, sure.
How do you miss points?
I just do.
Hmm.
She counts it up too fast. And then I get rattled. I'm like, I don't know, 15 for 2, 15 for 4. I think that's it. No, you have 12.
What's okay, well, you probably know the answer to this. What's the number in cribbage that you can't get in a hand?
I can't remember. 20? 19.
19. Yeah.
Why did I think 20-something?
You ever had a 29?
No.
I've never had a 28 or a 29. Okay. To get a 29,
yeah,
you got to have the right jack come up.
That and...
And then the fives.
You know what she got me on? You get points for the one-eyed jack. Did you know that? If the one-eyed jack is showing, you know, up on the cut, and you play it, if I play a card, you know, oh, here's 15, and then she played a jack with 25. If you play a jack on that, and there's a one-eyed jack on the cut, you get points for that. You get 2 points. Did you know that? She claims you get points for
that. I think she's making that up.
That's what I thought. She goes, no, this is what our friend told me. I can get points on that.
Like, no, on the cut, the cut of a jack, though, the person who cuts it gets 2 points, right? Right off the top.
On the one-eyed jack?
Well, any jack.
Are you sure? Or maybe it's just, maybe that's where she got confused. I thought
played
it was
the where any cut of a jack,
you get two points.
Yeah.
I see, there's another points I didn't know about.
Yeah.
I think people make it up. So back to peanut butter and jelly, jam.
Mm-hmm.
So you jam. You like jelly, like old school grape jelly.
I like blackberry, blackberry jam. Is that what it's called then?
Blackberry jam, yeah.
That's
different
than
jelly.
And it's delicious.
Okay, so blackberry jam. I do peanut butter on, the key to the peanut butter jelly sandwich, jam sandwich, is peanut butter on both sides, not just one. And then the jam goes over both sides. Jeez. Therein lies the weight gain.
Don't they, when you put it together, end up like that anyway?
Yeah, but I want more.
Okay.
Plowing ahead!
Coming up next.
Ian Furness.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
Here we go. Post-Memorial Day.
Gentlemen. How we doing?
It's a great day to be a Blazer.
Oh, boom chakalaka. Boom chakalaka. Give me a little boom chakalaka.
Boom chakalaka.
Right corner three. Boom chakalaka. Here we go.
Oh, that stank.
Wheels.
How are you? How was your extended break?
Good.
Running around, just stayed at home?
I was just doing stuff at home and hanging out. You guys go anywhere?
Yeah, I went over to Idaho. Oh, you know that state, they open things up. That state. You know, for a state with a lot of they don't want rules, they do have a lot of rules over there. I always find interesting.
What kind of rules?
I don't know. They just got a lot of weird rules for a state that's not supposed to have rules.
Yeah, well, I remember during the pandemic that if you wanted to play baseball,
that's where you went
was Idaho.
Oh, yeah. I remember that red line in Post Falls. That thing was the hub of every parent was at that red line in Post Falls.
My favorite thing was my kid played just one AAU basketball tournament his last year, and it was in Moscow.
Oh!
And the oddest thing was everyone stayed in Pullman. Because of Moscow, you know, so like, and like, you couldn't do anything in Pullman, but you could drive 8 miles and you crossed the border. And
there you go.
Things were fine.
Went to, I don't know if you've ever been there. We went to the Silverwood.
Oh, yeah.
The amusement park
amusement
there.
Amusement park, wonderful. Yeah. Just a wonderful amusement park.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is Disneyland light.
Yes. Okay, now you said you wouldn't get on. See, I don't get on roller coasters because I get motion sickness. Is it a fear of it?
Yes, when I was nine, we were in Disneyland, and we were on Space Mountain and got stuck at the top.
Oh.
For like 30 minutes.
Oh.
And they turned the lights on, and you're like sideways.
You didn't like that, huh?
And I'm like, you know,
you're sideways?
Well, you know, kind of like on one of those sideways turns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't fun.
No.
And I don't want to ever do that again.
Oh, that's traumatizing for
sure. I thought maybe you were traumatized at the Fun Forest at Seattle Center.
No.
Like on the zipper or something.
Yeah, no, I'd like the Fun Forest.
Or the yo-yo.
But they have that one ride over there.
I never go.
Something
on
Terror, the wood roller coaster over there at Silverwood. Something Terror. Timber Terror.
Is it wood, actually?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's wood, and it's high speed at 55 on this thing. And I'm like, I'm good.
And it's wood.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
That sits out there in the elements all the time?
Yeah.
But you let your kids go on it.
Well, my daughter will go on anything. My wife. They will. Me and Owen, nope. We're good.
That is funny.
Get some ice cream.
That's funny. My daughter's the same way, and my son's the same way. Like, my daughter, I don't know if you were producing for us. We went down, when I was working in Portland, we went down to the State Fair in Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon.
Good times. Huh? And how many calf tattoos?
calf, back of the neck, everywhere. But we went down there, and my daughter was like probably, I don't know, what was she then? Like 5 or 6, maybe? 6 or 7? And my old co-host, who Puck worked with as well, Mark Amazon, he was a big, big amusement park guy. Didn't have kids yet. Big amusement park guy. And he's like, because Bree would go on anything with him. Ugh. And she went on that thing that, like, you strap in, and then it shoots you up in the air like on a rubber band. Remember that thing? No. And she did that like at 7. And I'm like, now, if a mascot would have walked in, like with a big head and a furry head, like Butch or, you know, or Blitz, she would have lost her mind. Puck saw that once. It was incredible. But that, she's like, I'll just do that. I'm like, no, I'm good. Mark's like, come on with us. I'm like, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah, not a roller coaster.
No, I'm good.
Well, some just of those fairs where you see the guys that are putting the rides together.
That's the other part of it. I mean, and I'm just going to be dead honest with you. The carnies that are working on these fairs, I look at them and go, I'm not about to put my life in the hands of somebody that was up all night doing probably a lot like, you know, a poor man's, you know, speed. Been sorting that all night long.
But see,
I'm not going to do it.
But like Silverwood should be safer than say like the carnies. You're like when they set up the weekend carnival in the Evergreen Washelli lot on Aurora, right? Like that's a little different.
But when I walked into the Silverwood and I hear and a lot of things were not closed, but people were a lot of lines because they had a shortage in staff. It's a hard time to find people to work here, and I'm thinking, no, that's not good. That means someone's operating the Timber Terror is not qualified.
Yeah. Well, what qualifies you to operate the Timber Terror?
I don't know.
Is there a class you got to go to?
Hey, they got the water park, though. I did that Lazy River a couple times, though.
Oh, I mean, on that.
Lazy River.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there anything better in life than a Lazy River?
No, not when that's
just
not
on
fantastic.
A hot day.
Well, especially like in Vegas or something where you can have cocktails in your hand and just kind of cruise along. It's just wonderful. That's perfect.
What do you got planned today?
Our second weekly, but my first one since I was off last Tuesday, with Joe Sheehan.
Nice.
Our buddy Joe Sheehan, Joe Sheehan Newsletter. We'll talk to him about a bunch of things. Aaron Judge, the A's, the M's, one run games, Rangers, all that we'll get to him. And then Molly Wop coming up at 2 o'clock today.
Good. Yeah. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. As always, we promise to be better.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.